You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. You join us on Thursday's edition of the podcast, where we're looking ahead to Leopardstown on Thursday evening. Sam Norris here, and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish guru to look at the action. Andy Holding, how are you, Andy?
Pretty good, yeah. Eventually speaking to you. It took a while today, didn't it? I have to make an apology to the listeners and to the podcasters for this going up a little bit later than normal, but one or two... Things sidetracked me today.
Yeah, sometimes life gets in the way, doesn't it?
A little four-legged friend.
Yeah. I'd say tonight, the theme really of Leopardstown is competitive handicaps and small field maidens, Andy.
Yeah, not a particularly strong card, class-wise. Quite small fields. Pretty much the theme as well at Leopardstown of late. And as I said yesterday when I did a podcast at Nice, Leopardstown's also becoming very accustomed to the way the races are run here. Very slowly run. And then they seem to quicken off the home turn. No jockey's making a beeline for the line until they turn into the home straight. So it means if you are well-placed, well-positioned, you've got a front runner or a horse that can dictate the pace, you're certainly going to be much better off than you are with a hold-up runner.
OK. Is that going to come into the thoughts for the betting tonight?
That's
then?
Pretty much how I'm sorting out my strategies tonight, yeah. Horses that race up with the speed.
OK, fair enough. We'll start then with the 5.50. That's when Leopardstown kick off their card tonight. It's a 6-furlong Fillies maiden to start proceedings. Minding is the 4-9 favourite here for Aidan O'Brien. No is 3-1. 12-1 for Delta Sierra. And the Yellow Bus is 14-1. Three of these have had a run, Andy, and Minding's was probably the most eye-catching of those. The winner of that maiden looks to be pretty useful, and she's one of the best bred in the field. Is there any opposing her?
She did run well first time out. Yeah, behind a horse called Tanaza from the Dermot Wells Stud, who was very heavily back that day. All the Rosewell faithful were on big time. They backed it from 7-2 into 2-1, and she got the job done well. There are now murmurings that this horse will be heading towards a pattern race. And if that's the case, then Minding certainly did nothing wrong in defeat. She made the running that day, set a reasonable pace, and then just got outpaced by a very good horse later on. I think dropping back in trip, Shami Heffern will be mindful to make this a real severe test because she's by Galileo. She probably wants a mile, actually, rather than going back into six furlongs. That definitely brings No into the equation, who looked that she wanted to go the other way from five furlongs first time out behind Ben Hinn at Navin back in April. She hasn't been seen out since. Neither is the winner, funny enough. But the time figure of that race was much better, actually, than the Minding race against Tanaza. So it wouldn't surprise me if they ran, these two ran a good bit closer than the market suggests. William Hill bet 4-9 Minding this morning, 3-1 No. And if you're a value seeker, then I'd suggest you just have a little few units on No. I'm not saying she's definitely going to turn over Minding because I'm probably nowhere near the mark. But like I said, the way she shaped first time out, I think the extra furlong will suit her. And said, I think this will be quite an interesting little race. I don't think there's going to be any big margins come the line.
OK then, fair enough. We'll move on then to the next race. This one comes up at 6.20. It's a 6-furlong handicap, and Cenotaph is the 13-8 favourite here. Zunera is 7-2. Izzy Bay or Grey is 9-2. 8-1 for Glimmer of Peace. Kaelin Moore is 10s. Same price for Sassy, but classy, and it's bigger prices the rest of them. A little bit more depth to this race, Andy.
Yeah, there is, yeah. Nice handicap. We can get our teeth stuck into this. Some horses at bigger prices as well. The difficult one for punters is Cenotaph. And Aidan O'Brien probably wouldn't know where he stands with this horse because he's tried a variety of trips in his career. He made a really good debut last year at Nice. I mean, that form looks head and shoulders above what any of the others have achieved when he managed to finish within five lengths of Endless Drama, who, of course, was second in the Irish 2000 Guineas. And then he stopped him up to a mile on his first run this season. He made most of the run until fading. And then he went a mile and a quarter the other day. Once again, exactly the same thing happened. It's set at a reasonable pace and then got tired late on. That form and that race has worked out quite well. Salthouse, the second, has won subsequently. But he's now dropping back to six furlongs. So that is a massive jump, isn't it, down in trip. Yes, he's tried it before, but it doesn't mean to say that he's got the pace enough at this stage in his career to cope with what's going to be thrown at him today. And I think he's a poor price all in all. 13-8. Desperately, desperately skinny for a horse who's not yet to win, and we're not sure what trip he wants. I think Zunera looks the solid one against him. She's run really well on several occasions this season, most notably behind Ostinia last time out at Cork. Her time figures are quite good, and with the yard in good form, she, along with Issy Bray or Grey, are two horses that are certainly going to give the favourite plenty to think about. But there is one lurking around at a much bigger price, around about 12-1 this morning, which I'm going to put up as an each-way as a recommendation. That's Kaylin Moore for the inform Mickey Halford stable. Massive eye-catcher last time out at Dundalk behind Issy Bray or Grey. When that horse finished second to Kate Wolf. Now, that form's worked out really well. The winner's gone in again. And a horse called Wardell, who was well beaten on that occasion, won in Garran on Sunday. Now, Kaylee Moore would have definitely been involved in the finish, in my opinion, on that occasion. Went for a daring run at the inside, only to get the door slammed in its face. Would have, I think, produced in the first three the absolute bare worst. And if that's the case, then it could be quite well handicapped here. The handicappers actually give it another pound. And like I say, I think it ran about 10 or 12 to 1 this morning. Kaylee Moore, she represents the best each-way bet in that race.
Kaylee Moore then each-way for Andy in that 6.20. We'll move on then to the 6.50. Another small field maiden this one. Fisherman's Blues is the 8-11 favourite here. Fair City 5-1. Hollywood Road 7-1. 9-1 for Vocal Defence. Play the Game 10-1 on the outside of the 6. Fit for Function is at 12-1. What stood out here, Andy?
Yeah, I think they should go the way of Fisherman's Blues. He's had three runs, plenty of experience. He was well back last time out. But he bumped into a horse making his debut and was well touted in on that occasion, Port Douglas, who got off the mark first time of asking for the A-Now Brian Camp. He was an impressive winner. But Fisherman's Blues cut out the early running until just get beaten by a better horse, plain and simply. Prior to that, he'd run in that very good main, which has seen Air Force Blue, the winner, run very well in the Coventry. Rockaway Valley, the second win subsequently. And also Tonkinese as well. He won next time out for the Mickey Halford stable. So he definitely sets a really good standard. And I think he'll be suited, as he showed the other night, by the way the race is developed here at Leopardstown. He'll probably make the running, put his experience to good use, and I think he'll be very, very hard to catch in the straight.
OK, Fisherman's Blues then getting the pick there for Andy, and that's 6.50. The 7.20 is a 7 furlong maiden, and Timbuktu heads affairs at 11-8. 9-4 for Catalyst. Ibergman is 9-2. 7-1 for Craig's Pipes. And Wishing Well is 12-1. A couple of interesting ones here, Andy, along with Catalyst, who's been a bit of a perpetual bridesmaid, really. Runner-up on all three of her starts to date. Who did you like in the race?
Yeah, I'd certainly be prepared, if you're a follower of Catalyst, to give her another go. I didn't think she did a great deal wrong the other night. She made the run in, only to just get tired in the latter stages. So I think the drop back to 7 furlongs will definitely suit her. We know she goes well around Leopardstown. We also know that she likes fast ground. And she's a fairly uncomplicated type, i.e. She gets ridden from the front and in a small field round this track. That definitely could be tactics worth sticking on the right side of. I'm not as probably keen on the market support for Timbuktu as many are seduced by here. She was sent off 5-4 favourite the night in that Leopardstown race, and for me, had every chance and didn't show enough for me to back her again at a very short price. Clearly, she's been doing probably much better things at home than she's been doing on the racetrack. And it might well be one of these days she pops up, but I'm prepared to leave her alone and let her win at a short price. So I think this could be between Catalyst and maybe one at a slightly bigger price. 7-1 for Craig's Pipes. Is the first horse to represent the form line, which I'm absolutely mad keen about in Ireland at the moment. A horse called Fort Del Oro, who blitzed a victory when winning that 6 furlong maiden the other day at the Curra. Edward Lynham's charge was entered up in a Group 3 the other day, but didn't take its chance. And the speed figure that she produced that day was a lot quicker than the Group 3 race won by A&E on the same card. So I definitely think the winner of that particular race is a group horse. And if that's the case, then Craig's Pipes obviously bumped into one, did absolutely nothing wrong in defeat, and has run some really good races when placed in its four starts this season. Got a nice draw, ran the inside in track one. Hopefully Catalyst will lead and Craig's Pipes will turn in somewhere close, and certainly outrun its price anyway at 7-1.
Okay, then Craig's Pipes then could outrun its price there in that one for Andy. The 750 is a mile handicap, and Fire Crown heads affairs here at 3-1. Bit of money this morning for John Ox's charge. Liffey View is 4-1. 4-1 as well for Love Letter. Baby Dennis is 5-1. Adventure Man is 7-1. Tags Island 7-1. Double figure prices, the rest of them. Pretty open looking heat here, Andy.
Very much so. I've got a strong view in this race. Too many unknown quantities for Amelia to me. Put one forward at a very with a confident vote. The obvious one would be Liffey View, who I tipped here the last day. I thought she ran a creditable race behind Una Voce. Social Climber, who was second in that race, has won subsequently. And Selskar Abbey, who was fifth in that race, I'll put up on the pod next time out and also vindicated that form. She also ran really well the time before behind Duke of Valentinos, a horse that is very much on the upgrade from the Johnny Murtagh stable. And she probably does set the standard at the track. So I think if you're looking for a solid each way bet, obviously there are plenty of others fancied in the race, the likes of Fire Crown. Adventure Man's an interesting runner with a headgear on, and there's a bit of money for Tags Island, but I'll stick with Liffey View. She's around about 4-1 this morning, and she rates a good bet each way.
Okay, Liffey View then in the 750. The penultimate race of the evening comes up at 8:20. This one is a mile handicap. Takata Blue is the 3-1 favourite here. Mezzogiorno is 4-1. 5-1 for the Dancing Lord. Maudlin Magdalene is 5-1. Kerduil is 6-1. 8-1 for Grecian Tiger. 8-1 Gregoria. And the outsider is Sheba at 16-1. Another open looking event here.
Definitely, yeah. I think you could throw probably four or five into the equation here. Maudlin Magdalene took advantage of how the track bias has been shaping up here at Leopardstown in recent times and winning an apprentice's handicap here last week, leading into the home straight and then holding on grimly with the late challenging Metsio Gorno trying to run it down in the latter stages. And that's very much how the pattern of the races has been working out here at Leopardstown. And it wouldn't surprise me if Donald Kinsella's mare did exactly the same thing. But I think on this occasion, maybe Conor Hoban, who's riding Mezzogiorno, taken over from Conor McGovern, might just make a little bit more of a bold fist of it this time. He'd rather let that race slip through his fingers, where prior to that, he tried to force the running when, in the end, getting run out by Beat the Ball at the time before over the same course and distance. So he's definitely knocking at the door. I just think he's really solid, Metsu Gorno. He likes to race handy. If he makes the running, great. If not, hopefully he'll be a little bit closer to the pace tonight. But he does stay on well up the hill. And again, with the dead eight runners going to post, you can get 4-1. For Mickey Halford's charge, and I think she's a really good each-way bet here.
OK, fair enough. The final race of the night comes up at 8:50. This one is a handicap over a mile and six. Dancing Noretta leads the market at 100-30. 6-1 for Hurricane Sky and Balkinstown. Anna Haven, is 8-1. 10-1 or bigger prices, the rest of them. What were your thoughts here?
Yeah, well, I'd probably have to go with Dancing Noretta. I rather underestimated Oceania Queen when I was doing William Hill Radio. I think it was either Monday or Tuesday. And that horse beat a horse I really fancied quite strongly, a horse called Magenta, in very convincing fashion in the end. So I'd probably have to probably upgrade that run now. At the time, you know, the speed figure wasn't exactly anything shattering. And but I have to now obviously reevaluate my assessment of that race. I thought Dancing Noretta ran a perfectly respectable race. Although she couldn't cope with the winning in the latter stages. The way she finished off her race as well down the outside certainly suggested that she's going to be suited to the step-up and trip. She's up 2 furlongs tonight. And it's got a solid look to it, that race. House Party was fourth on that occasion. Went on to run really well last night. You've got Christie's Call, who'd been in great form over hurdles as well. That's definitely the solid one. Anna Haven runs the track really well. That's definitely another one to consider as well. She ran well here the last day. And, you know, I can see this horse running much better than the odds suggest this morning, around about 10-1. But Dancing Noretta, the form of that Fairy House race now looks really solid enough for me to go with it quite strongly in the last.
OK, and Dancing Noretta in the lucky last for Andy. If you could remind us, please, then, of your selections on the card tonight from Leopardstown.
Yeah, I do think the first race is a little bit closer than the betting suggests. And I'll take no, just as a value pick, around about the 3-1 mark to put it up to minding in the first. In the second race, I'm going to take a bit of a punt on Kaylin Moore. She was a bit unlucky the last day down in Dundalk in a race, which is working out well. Fisherman's Blues should hopefully make all the running in the 650 and put his experience to good use. I'll take a chance with Craig's Pipes, who advertises the form of Fort Deloro, the first horse to run out of that race in that 7 furlong filly's maiden. And the 750, the Prentice's Handicap, I'll take a chance with Liffey View again, who run a nice race here the other day. I'll go once again with another horse who runs the track well in the shape of Mezzogiorno in the 8:20. In the final race, another filly. It's almost as if I'm clean sweeping the fillies tonight. I'm going to go with Dancing Noretta out of that very good Fairy House race the other day.
Okay, there we are. Andy Holding's thoughts ahead of the Leopardstown card this evening. Remember, you can hear every race live from the Irish venue with Sean Quinn, Ross Briley and Rory Delaghi in the studio. So do join us for all of that. Thank you for joining me on the podcast today, Andy, and best of luck at Leopardstown.
Thanks very much, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.